What's poppin', my niggas? It's your boy, Jay, with the beard, and this is the Salute the Solutions podcast.
You know when you're walking down the street and you see that girl that just make you go like, damn. Yeah.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Jay, with the beard, and I'll cut you off before I cut my beard, so don't ask me. Today I bring to you an episode I like to call Simp Tales. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Encounter with a feminist. So there's this girl that I met. And at first she came off like she was real cool, and we would kick it and we would hang out, you know. We would watch different stuff and laugh and joke and all that stuff. You know, we did our thing, you know. And basically, here's where it started to go bad. Talking to this girl, I realized certain things. Here was a signal that I didn't pick up on at that time, like a sign that I didn't see. Again, you're young, you horny. It is what it is, and you're stupid too. But that's okay, because we grow, and everybody grows at their own pace. So I'm talking to this girl, and I started to realize certain things about her, and after a while, I started to realize something. She says something to me. It was crazy. She said, we were talking about work and, the differences, you know what I mean? How do I put this? Like the pros and cons of being a man and being a woman, or just the opportunities that are available to men and women. And we started talking about different industries, you know, doctors, lawyers, you know. Construction, you know, labor, customer service, you know, all those kind of stuff there. And construction came up because at the time I was doing a program that would allow me to be a carpenter. You know, I was going for my apprenticeship, you know, beginner's card, stuff like that. So I was talking to her about that, and she said to me, basically what she tried to make it seem like was like, as a woman, she could never get that job because they don't allow women to get those jobs. And I swear to you, I kid you not, this is how I know for a fact there's always something to learn in life. Because now I look back on my young self and I say, that bitch gotta be crazy. She gotta be crazy. You know, I'm looking at her and I say this to her. The person that's training me, my instructor, is a female. She's been into construction pretty much since the day she decided she wanted to do it. And she's very highly paid. And she's teaching me. Again, I'm a young man, right? So, you know, obviously there's male instructors there, but one of them amongst the two males, there was three males, one female, and they didn't disrespect her. And you know, construction workers and like auto mechanics and that kind of, you know, any male in those, you know, in that kind of work environment, they're very, how do I put this without, they're very manly. They don't have time. They got dirt under their fingernails and they just speak their mind type of thing, you know, because they're just out there in the heat, the rain, the snow, whatever it is, just banging hammers and you know, and busting up concrete, all them kind of things. So they don't have time for people to tell them what they can and cannot say. I understand it. Sometimes, you know, some of them are just stupid, but a lot of them are just manly. And I'll be honest with you, they had nothing but respect for her, at least from what I could see, because I come from a place where if a man doesn't have respect for a woman, that's gonna come out immediately. So I'm trying to explain to this girl that I met that my instructor was a female. But in her mind, she couldn't process the fact that I was giving her a first-hand experience. Like, this is what I'm seeing. And there were other women there. I was just a part of this class, and that was my instructor. So, you know, I can't speak like the whole school was females. I don't know. But from when I walked into the school, I was seeing women. I was seeing women at the front desk. I was seeing women as the head instructors. I was seeing women as hiring managers in the union, all that kind of stuff. Like, women held positions in all aspects of, you know, that environment. And this girl's trying to tell me that women don't have opportunities. And now that I'm older, it hit me. It's not that women don't have the opportunity. They don't want to do that stuff. Here's what's crazy. She's going to school for, like, social work, bro. I'm telling you, you can't make this up. So I'm like, are you going for a construction job? No. So how do you even know that you won't get an opportunity? The reality is that you don't want that opportunity. You don't want that opportunity. But here's what's crazy. This girl, so, you know, you let it go. I let it go, you know, and time goes by. She tries to put me in the friend zone. You know, like, she don't want to give me no pussy. I said, okay, why? Because at the end of the day, I'm fucking, like, she probably thought that I'm going to just stick around and just bow to her and be there for her. And, you know, because girls like to, what women like to do is that they like to claim trophies. You see, men like to collect trophies. Women act like they don't like to collect trophies, but men and women both like to collect trophies. It's just that where we get our trophies is different. So a man likes to collect his trophies through athletic competition, through, you know, you're an engineer and you accomplish something, or you're an inventor, or you're a scientist and you did this and you did that. You see, women, their main, the main competition for a woman, the main accomplishment for many women, they don't notice it when they're young. But as they get older, it hits them. And for a lot of them, it becomes too late. That's why you see a lot of angry women out there. But one of the main accomplishments that a woman likes or wants to achieve is marriage. But here's the issue. Women want marriage, but what they don't want is to be a wife. All they want to do is say, I got married. And then, as soon as you fuck up, they're willing to divorce you. They're willing to divorce you. Anyway, so this girl, she's talking to me like, you know, like, we're just friends, rah, rah, rah. I'm like, cool, no problem, yo. That's no issue, because I'm telling you, I'm fucking, like, it is what it is. I get pussy somewhere else, you know. At the end of the day, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You understand? The ratio of man to woman out here is crazy. I don't have to wait here for you or hope for you. Not at all. So, after a while, I meet another girl, start talking to this girl. The first girl, you know, they run into each other. Let's put it that way. They run into each other. And the new girl that I meet, she comes to me and she says, I don't like this girl. I don't like this girl at all. I go, why? She's like, I don't like her. And you see, this is a thing that women do. Like, they can do that. You see, there are men that are very intuitive as well. But women, when it comes to, like, being in a setting with other people, like, socially, like, they can just pick up on certain things immediately, you know? That's why a man has to even be careful what kind of shoes he wears. Because a woman would look at your shoes and tell you straight to your face, like, I knew who you were the minute I looked at your shoes and how you walk in them. So a man, even a man with expensive shoes, if you walk like a bitch, they're gonna know, bro. So don't waste your time and don't waste your money on things if you know you have a goofy walk, you know? I mean, you can do whatever you need to do to build yourself up and to put yourself out there and establish yourself as a valuable male individual. But truthfully, there's only so far that will take you. So anyway, this new girl, she tells me, I don't like this one. I'm talking about the new girl. She's saying she don't like the feminists. And I'm calling her feminist. I'm going to call her a feminist just to distinguish between the two. So that you guys know. She is that. But I'm going to specifically say that now just to, so you guys know which one I'm talking about. So the new girl comes to me and says, yo, I don't like her, yo. So I go to the other girl. And we're all hanging out in the same place, right? Which is crazy. But I go to the new girl and I go to the feminist. I go, yo, you got to go. Here's the thing. And she got mad at me. She don't want to talk to me no more. But here's the reality. You're not giving me no pussy. You're telling me, because this girl, the feminist also told me, she would come and tell me about other guys that she has, like throw it in my face. She has other guys and they drive me. At the time I wasn't driving, nothing like that. She would come and tell me to my face about the cars that these guys were driving and all of that kind of stuff. And though it try to say it in a way where, you know, basically she was just telling me that she can do better than me. So, okay, do better. Like, look, even if we were going to play friends, that's fine. You want to be my friend? You want to pretend like we're friends? Okay, no problem. Let's do that. I'll keep you around. Maybe you decide you want to suck my dick one day. Here's another issue. Any girl that comes to you talking about they don't want to suck dick, that's fine. Be wary. That's all I'm saying. Some people just don't want to do certain things. Some niggas don't eat pussy. Some niggas will. Some bitches don't want to suck dick. Some women do. It is what it is. And sometimes people do have a preference in that sense. However, we're not talking about anomalies or the exceptions here. We're talking about reality. And when a woman loves a man, she's gonna suck and she's gonna swallow. I promise you that. Even if she don't want to do it, she's going to learn to like it. She's going to learn to love it. And then she's going to like loving it. And then she's going to love that she loves it. You understand? And if you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so that's, yeah. So she's telling me about these guys, you know, that she's been talking to. So I say, okay, no problem. If you want to play friends and you talk to guys, then it's cool. Like, I'm telling you, like, this girl's here. This girl's willing to give, you know, let me suck on those titties. You know what I'm saying? And like, you ain't willing to let me do that. And you have other dudes that's fulfilling that for you. So if you're going to be my wingman, because that's what you are, because I'm the one with somebody coming to meet me, not you. So you playing wingman. Why are you trying to cock block me? So she gets upset and storms away. And she stops talking to me completely. And I'm like, that's fine. Like, and don't get me wrong. I tried to talk to her because look, guys, there's... I'm not saying you should not try. I'm not saying this and that, but everybody's a little different. And again, you learn, everybody learns differently and they learn at their own pace. Sometimes I got to see for myself. I got to go through certain steps. You know, everybody's different. I tried my best. She didn't want to deal with that. Here's my point. She don't want to give up that ass, but she don't want me to get no ass either. She's prepared me to be her puppy or something. That's fucked up. It's totally fucked up. You understand? And what's crazy is that my natural instinct was to just continue fucking, just move on. And she didn't like that. They don't like it when you can move on too. But she loved telling me that she could do it. But she didn't like it that I could do it too. You understand? So it is what it is. Here's the thing. There's a positive to having a woman that chooses to be there for you. Because she will help you weed out unnecessary people in your life, especially unnecessary women. And the girl that I met after meeting that feminist showed me the energy was fucked up that was coming from that girl. And I was able to eradicate that, to just get rid of that totally. To just get rid of the issue because something wasn't making no sense. She's complaining about her opportunities, but you don't even want that opportunity. You're just complaining about something. It's like this. It's like, imagine you walk into a hat store and they have 1,000 hats and all you want is a red hat. You want a red hat. Go get the red hat. But I guess to her, that red hat seemed a little too high. It seems a little too high, a little too difficult to get to. So she settled for something that's in her, within her capabilities, you know what I'm saying? She could get to the hat. All she has to do is go find a ladder. But she didn't want to find no ladder. And she didn't want to ask for no help. But at the end of the day, the reality is this. She just didn't want that opportunity. So that's the first mistake. She's complaining about opportunities she can't get, but she ain't trying to get it either. And she ain't one of those women that actually go out and get what they want to get. She just likes to complain, right? So, okay, fine. Now, you're telling me you have other guys that you're talking to. You're trying to friend zone me. And let me tell you something. I don't allow females to friend zone me. You want to know why? Because 9 times out of 10, when you meet a girl, you don't meet them because you plan on being friends. Let's be honest. Now, circumstances, you know, change and things may happen. And it could genuinely become a relationship where you ain't looking at that person like that or you ain't chasing that at all. But here's the reality. 9 times out of 10, when a man meets a woman, you guys didn't meet because you guys were like, oh, I need a new friend, let's make it a female. Or I need a new friend, let's make it a boy. No. The reason why women have friends that are men is because women suck at being friends with each other. Period. Men are loyal. Men are honorable. And you're raised to always, you know, stick to your word and fight for the people that you care about. And men are able to do that for the people that they love inside and outside of their immediate family. Women, on the other hand, are trained to do other things. You know what I mean? As in, they don't need to be loyal to anything. If you're not being treated away, then you need to get out of there. If you're not getting what you want, you need to get out of there. If it's this, you need to get out of there. If it's that, you need to get out of there. So they're trained to pretty much just run, 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 run. So what happens is when a woman sees even her friend moving forward, or accomplishing things or this and that, and she sees she's not getting there, or there's something in her life that she's not happy about, but her friend seems to be happy. Even, yo, she could have, yo, a girl can have more money than her best friend and still be vexed with her best friend and stop talking to the friend, you know, for crazy reasons. I'm not saying that guys don't do that too, but I'm saying that women do it immediately. A man will try and get what he can and see if he can learn. Most men that I know, they sit there, they listen, they try and figure it out. There are jealous and envious men. But that's a very, very female trait in my opinion, you know. Men are only jealous if you fuck their girl. They get very upset, they get very jealous because we're territorial over women. But I'll be honest with you, like, and maybe I'm just going to speak for me. I'm not going to speak for every man, but I've been around enough men, have enough friends to know that most niggas don't care if the other nigga has a wicked car. Like, they just don't care. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? The only time men care about what that guy's driving, if he sees that guy getting girls, or he sees the guy with the wicked car is about to get his girl. Then he cares, you understand? But for the most part, dudes don't care about that. You see, females though, they care about what other people have. That's why they love money, because they're always trying to see what the money can get them. It's just reality. I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm just saying most. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, back to my story. So the feminist and the new girl, they meet each other. The new girl tells me, yo, I don't like this one. So you know what? And I agreed with her. So I told the feminist, yo, you gotta go. I'm trying to get it in, man. She got mad at me. She stopped talking to me. You know? So I'm gonna go back and say this again. There's a positive to having a woman that chooses to be there for you, because she will help you weed out unnecessary people in your life as a man, especially unnecessary women. Now, women, why do I say this? I also say this because women will try and secure you and not share you. But the reality is, if you're at a certain point in your life where you can have multiple women and take care of them, or at least respectfully take care of them, let's put it that way, and look out for them. A woman that wants you to herself won't really have a choice. They're going to share you, even if it hurts them. They're going to share you. And you know, a loyal woman will not cheat on you. She really loves you and respects you. She will not cheat on you. Even if you have other women, she will not do it. She's not going to want to share you, though. But here's the thing. Even if she has to share you, if she's loyal to you and loves you, she's going to at least want women around you that respect you and care about you too. She's not going to want you around girls that are punking you. I'm telling you, there are women out there like that. Unfortunately, nowadays, you ain't going to run into that very often, fellas. I'm going to be honest with you. But I've seen it happen. I've experienced it for myself. There are still women out there that will respect you and, honor you and honor your life. You know, there are still women out there that when you die, they're going to relax. They're not going to go start chasing your best friend or start chasing, you know, the next man that they see with some money. There are still women out there. Once they're with you, you guys, you know, look, I'm talking about if you guys were together for a while and stuff like that, or if you have kids or if you were married, there are still women out there that are going to say, I don't need to be chasing men anymore. I'm cool with that. I don't need relationships. I've had my relationship with the man that I've loved. I cared about the father to my children, stuff like that. And they're not going to be chasing men anymore. But there are more women that are, if you die right now, I swear to you, look at the girl beside you and ask yourself, if I died right now, what do you think that girl's first move is going to be? Ask yourself that question. How quick do you think she's going to be back on the market? And you know what? That's okay too. We're not here to like control people from the grave. I'm just talking about honor, like loyalty, people respecting what you did for them as a man, you know, and how you put your life on the line for them as a man, you know, did your best to protect them and do whatever you could do. You understand? So nowadays what's happening with a lot of men is that they're kind of, because a lot of men are being hurt and being forced to act like females, believe me, I think that majority of men have been there at some point in your life and didn't even recognize it until it was like too late, or they were just about to enter a realm that, they don't want to walk into. You understand? So men are being forced to act a certain way. They're being trained by certain kinds of women, you know, in this world. It's like this. Women want to be leaders. Women want to be leaders when it comes to, you know, inside their house with their man. But the same woman is going to go to church and the pastor is going to be leading her. It's crazy. How you listen to the pastor more than you listen to your man at home? What's going on here? I don't understand this at all. I'm telling you, I don't understand this. You give quicker to the pastor at the church than you give to your man at home. I don't understand that, you know, at all. But it is what it is. I personally don't put up with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I personally, you know, like I say, you know, I've said in my last two videos, everybody gets burned. You got to learn the hard way. But what you can't do is hate every woman. You can't hate all women. Like, there are women are mandatory out here. Let's be honest. They're necessary. They're appropriate. They suit us very well. But that only works if they're willing to be what they're here to be. The minute a woman is complaining to you about things that she... It's like, you ever been with a girl? And the girl's like, oh my God, like you broke. And then you look at the girl and like she broker than you. Like she's broke. But she's telling you that you're broke. Or a woman that, you know. Man, guys, look. Just don't put up with it. Don't put up with it because you're going to look back at yourself and hopefully laugh at yourself. Don't, you know, this shit happens to everybody. But what you don't want to do is harm yourself. You should be able to look back on it and laugh and say, man, I really allowed that to happen to myself. And correct it. You know what I mean? Work towards being the man, being a man that you, the person that, you know, a person that you're willing to live with. Be a person that you're willing to live with and go from there. And people will see exactly who you are. And everybody learns and grows at their own pace. So it's okay. But also too, you know, it's just crazy because, yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to share that story with you guys, you know. I feel like I had some more to say. But I'll leave it at that, you know, because let me know what you guys think, you know, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Wherever you're listening to this, please share it with somebody else. You know, you can hit me up. My email is always in the description. My Twitter is also there. I think the world that we live in now, today, unfortunately, you see, what's that saying? How's it go? Like, every dog has this moment, or every person has their moment, something like that. So right now, women are having their moment where they really believe these things that they're saying to themselves. But let me tell you men something. There's nothing sweeter than being with a woman that wants to listen to you and wants to follow you. You want to know why? Because when you see that from them, you want to do even more for her. You don't want to do less for her. You want to do more for her. You want people to see her. And you want her to be respected because she's willing to do so much. She's willing to just let you lead and you know, give you that respect and that opportunity to be what you're designed to be and to do what you're designed to do. So you want the world to know that this lady here, what she does for me allows me to do 10 times more for her. You understand? The minute you're around girls that just want to poke at you, you're either going to end up dead, locked up, or killing the bitch. I'm telling you, it's inevitable. Because there's men out there too that like to kill people for crazy bitches and shit. It makes them feel like a man. You know, like those dudes that go to like feminist rallies, but what they really want is pussy, but they're acting like they care about, you know, women's rights and shit like that. Like, look, I think my mom should have rights too. Don't get me wrong. I think my lady should have rights too. I believe that my sister should have rights too. And any woman in my life, I want them to have rights too. But men that act like that, bro, they end up never getting the pussy anyway. And if they do, they can't perform because they know they were lying the whole time anyway. The minute you around a girl and she says something that you don't like, or she acts a way that turns you off, or this, that, you're still trying to fuck her, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to fuck up and embarrass yourself because you won't be able to get your dick hard unless you take something to get it up. Don't do that to yourself. If a female is acting a certain kind of way with you and you don't like it, move on. Find someone that get, you know, make your shit stiff and you can handle that immediately. As opposed to girls saying things, yo, you know how many times you be walking outside, if you pay attention to these girls, they're saying things to you to let you know that they're trying to control you or they're trying to get some kind of clout off of you. Like if a girl comes to you and says, oh, I can't wait to tell my friend that I did this with you. It's like, yo, especially if you black, I swear to God, that's what you call jungle fever. When they want to rush to tell somebody that they banged you, it's for some kind of like, you know, they want to go outside and I guess what you know they're saying out there now is clout. You know, she's trying to get her rep up out here. Either you have money, or either you're the sexiest guy at her workplace and she wants to tell somebody something, or she just want to drive in your car, something she wants to get from you. And they're going to tell you exactly why they're giving it up to you. They're going to tell you. I've been in situations, girls Everything that a girl does is going to be just like everybody else. But women will do things with you or do things to get twice as much out of you. Don't ever think it's not that way. And it could be simple and it could be complicated. But that's the reality. Men want one thing. They want to fucking reproduce. And we want to fuck as much as we can. Why? Because we want black baby, white baby, Japanese baby, you know, all of them. All of them. Baby from Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. You understand? Anywhere you can think of. A man wants all of it. All of it. I'm telling you. And sometimes you may think you don't want that. And maybe you really don't. Because again, everybody's different. But I think it's fair to say that most. Most men are curious. Yo, I wonder what... Yo, I never been with a Chinese girl before, huh? And we ain't in China, so she won't get murdered if she hollers at me over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's popping? What's popping? You know? Those Japanese girls, you know what I mean? You feel me? You know? A man that's not religious at all. At all. Man, he could be the total opposite of religious. And see one of those girls wrapped up, you know, from head to toe. All you see is the eyes, but the eyes are like pretty green or brown. And you're just like, yo, what will it take to unravel those wraps, baby girl? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get in there. Like, and if you tell me it's not the truth, you bullshitting. Because I know I've seen Asian, European, all kind of looking at the next one, the next culture across the border, or, you know, overseas. You know what I mean? You have an Australian just looking at that Ethiopian girl like, damn. Or that Somalian like, damn. That's what men are, because that's what we're designed to do. Reproduce and make sure that the human race stays around as long as possible. You understand? Women, on the other hand, will come around you and try to, because they're looking for security. They want to not share. They want to share as little as they can, because the more for them, the better. They don't want to share your paycheck with another girl, because the more for them, the better. You know, they don't want to think that you have to fight for another girl, because they want you to die for them. It's okay, I get it, I'm telling you. But if you think I'm wrong, just let me know. Just let me know. Right? Anyways, guys, I know I said I was done earlier, and I could keep going on and on and on, but I'm going to end it there. You know, I'll probably make a part two to this video. But let me know what you guys think. Again, share this with anybody that you can. If you agree, if you disagree, let me know, you know. Let me know what's going on. Like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff, you know? And to the men out there, like I always say, you can't pimp when you're dead, so stay alive and stay pimping. Peace.